Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Creation Energies with me, Brenda Hoffman. As always, for those of you who would like to read my written blog, that's at lifetapestrycreations.com, lifetapestrycreations.com. And it's always different than this blog talk show. I do them on different days so we get more information. I figure the more information we have, the better we understand what's happening to us, since we're the first. So with many, many following right now. So I hope where you are, if you're in the United States, it's not too hot for you or you found a cool place to be. And for those of you in other parts of the world, I'm hoping you're having a lovely day. Let's see what we get for the next few days. Dear ones, you are concerned that others will advance more rapidly than you, if you will, that others know how to do things that you don't, and such is true. There's no hiding the fact that you have different skills and different needs. You know, it is as if you are in one big university, shall we say. And there are stars in the music department, and there are stars in the math department, and the geology department, and the physics department, and the, you know, each department has its stars. And those stars, while extremely capable in the field that they're in, are not necessarily capable in another field. You see what we were saying? And yet, no one thinks that is extremely odd. You say, oh, your major is math. Oh, then you must be good in this area. But are probably most likely surprised if they are also an excellent musician. You see what we are saying? And so it is now. You are starting to focus on your area of interest, your area of skill for... You have indeed been preparing for this for eons, so there's very little mistake, very little unknown as you start on your path. It is, oh, this is who I am. Boom. This is where I'm going. Boom. And again, each of you is a star in your field, not to make you feel as if you are better than others, but to let you know that you have been studying it longer and in more depth than anyone else of Earth, for the very reason that you needed to be first. You see how much more knowledgeable you had to be. Let us use the example, those who invented the first automobile or the first computer were all wrapped up in the development, you know, and they'd wake up in the middle of the night with thoughts and ideas and test those and find those didn't work and test those. That's who you are. Now, were they the only ones that could drive the cars or use the computers? Of course not. But they had to be more knowledgeable than you to create them. And so it is for you. And, you know, some of you keep saying, well, I have no direction. I'm just sitting around. I don't feel like doing anything. That's because you are coalescing, condensing your energies within you. How shall we say? You know, it is, you are waiting for your wall of movement. Moment is that it is almost as if everything is percolating within your brain, shall we say, and within your heart. Yes, within your heart and within your brain. And then one day you're just going to wake up and say, oh, this is it. Oh, of course. Do you see what we are saying? Is it feels perhaps nebulous now, but when that day comes, you'll be ready to go. And granted, you'll test things here and there, but for the most part, it'll be, oh, this is it. You know, for those who have fallen deeply in love before you became attached to someone in a socially acceptable way, like marriage or whatever, you just knew, did you not? You just knew. And so it is going to be for you. And do not fret if someone that is very near and dear to you comes up and says, oh, you're interested in that? Oh, well, why are you interested in that? This is where I'm interested. And you think, oh, maybe I should be interested in that. No. You have a focus. And that is so because you are at the pinnacle. You are the scoutmaster. You are the leader, you see? And it is no different, again, let us use another example. Some people love living near the ocean. Some people love living near trees. Some people love living in the desert. Some in the tundra. You see what we're saying? And you don't find that unusual, do you? Oh, they like the ocean. I don't. Okay, that's fine. So it is now. So don't fret if you find that you're starting to focus and you wake up one day and say, oh my, this is what I want to do. This is it. This is where I'm at. And worry that you're not focused on this or this or this. Because as your society is changing, you are finding that the different focuses fit together like a puzzle piece, or as we have used the analogy before, a thread in the tapestry. You each have your unique place to be. And so it is, you are each finding that unique place to be. Now, will it happen in the next few days? Perhaps. Or the few days after that. Or the few days after that. Listen to your body. Eat the foods that feel right for you to eat. Rest when it feels right for you to rest. Do what feels right for you, because you are preparing. It is almost as if you were feeding your body for this burst of energy. And so it is. Now, some of you are saying, well, I'm just afraid. I'm just afraid. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just afraid. No, you're past the fear area. You've been preparing for this for eons. And even though you might surprise yourself by finding out things about your thought processes as new you that are different than would be in 3D. Know that you are in the right place at the right time for the right reason. And the right reasons are rebuilding Earth. And sometimes, some of you, even though you might not be listening, this is for those who are listening, might feel as if some of your friends or relatives are on the wrong side, do not value humanity, are not that loving. Do you remember the biblical story of Peter who had the sudden awakening? That's going to happen also. So before you completely write some people off, if you will, in your slang language, realize that a sudden awakening is also possible. For you at the forefront are different. Different in that you are going to wake up and just know. Now, those following are even though something similar like that might happen to them, for the most part, they are more, oh, this feels like an excellent project for me. They are more like after the computers and cars are developed, they wish to work on those cars and computers. Do you see what we are saying? And they will find their slots this way. But you are the innovators. You are the creators of those slots. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I will talk to you again next week. Good day.